I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, April 4. Coming up, Senate approves legislation for government to collect taxes on calls since 2012. Government moves to sensitize financial sector stakeholders on business development plans, and Health Ministry continues public education efforts on mosquito eradication. The news in detail after the break.
Students, teachers, eLearning Jamaica presents Technology Day, April 4, under the theme, Winning with Technology. Educate, innovate, create. Come for
animated video creation,
mobile app development,
website development,
robotics,
graphic design,
cybersecurity,
C-Sex study tips,
social media marketing, and more.
You can't afford to miss eLearning Jamaica's Technology Day, April 4, Jamaica Conference Center.
See you there.
Now the news. Members of the Senate recently approved two pieces of legislation giving legal authority to the government to collect taxes imposed on certain telephone calls since 2012. The bills are the Telephone Calls Tax Act 2017 and the Telephone Calls Tax Validation and Indemnification Act 2017. The Telephone Calls Tax took effect on August 30, 2012 by way of a provisional order in the Provisional Collection of Tax Act. However, the order was not confirmed as stipulated by the Act. Leader of Government Business in the Senate, Kamina Johnson-Smith, who piloted the bill, said it proposed a validation of the collection of the telephone calls tax from the period August 30, 2012, and ending on the enactment date of the Telephone Calls Tax Act.
It is further proposed to indemnify the government and all persons who, in good faith, collected the telephone call tax during the period to the enactment date of the proposed Telephone Calls Act from any and all liability.
Approximately $27 billion has been collected since the imposition of the telephone calls tax. The government is moving to sensitize stakeholders in the financial sector about plans to develop Jamaica as an international financial and business services jurisdiction. The Jamaica International Financial Services Authority, JIFSA, will on Thursday, April 6, stage a seminar highlighting the impact of recently passed legislation as part of efforts to achieve this objective. Chief Operating Officer at JIFSA, Samantha Charles, says three pieces of legislation will be the focus of the seminar: the Partnership General Act of 2017, Partnership Limited Act of 2017, and the International Corporate and Trust Services Providers Act.
We feel that it is important to let the local public know about the legislation, what it entails, how it can be used to offer international financial services to the international market. It's really part of our efforts to sensitize our stakeholders. And we're hoping that it will provide an understanding of the various provisions and the benefits of the actual legislative framework.
The JIFSA seminar is planned for the Knutsford Court Hotel in New Kingston. The Health Ministry is stressing the need for Jamaicans to be educated on vector control and the elimination of mosquito breeding sites. Portfolio Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton restated the call for personal responsibility in preventing the spread of mosquito-borne diseases.
The need to take responsibility within their own community to control mosquito breeding sites. The reason why the first line of defense is really about education and us taking personal responsibility is evident in the way the virus spreads from one person to the next.
Dr. Tufton was addressing a group of volunteers at the Kitsentown Baptist Church on April 1. The education campaign is part of the Health Ministry's Operation Mosquito Search and Destroy initiative, which encourages residents to destroy breeding sites for the Aedes aegypti mosquito in and around their homes. The activity is being undertaken ahead of the start of the rainy season in June. And Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie has given high praises to the leadership of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, for what he terms a return of confidence in the agency. This Minister McKenzie credits to a thrust by the leadership to improve service delivery and boost employee morale. Mr. McKenzie was speaking at the commissioning ceremony for six new garbage compactor trucks on Monday.
Leadership goes a far way in generating confidence. If you ask me, how would I rate the work of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, I would tell you that they have moved from a negative to a positive. The country can now feel rest assured that we have an entity that is committed to the process of service delivery.
Minister McKenzie also singled out NSWMA Board Chairman Dennis Chung and Executive Director Audley Gordon for transforming customer relations and sensitization. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.